Good morning to Radar.
I've got issues with the chair. Chair issues. I'm in Hamilton, and I tucked my legs back under the chair, but it triggered the little lever that sinks the chair down, and then my legs were trapped in the chair. I'm good now.
Rectified yourself?
Yeah, I'm good. I'll file a report later on.
No damage done?
No.
I'm glad.
Fortunately, I've got a little bit of elasticity in the jeggings, which helped give me a bit of a sprightly bounce just to sort of bounce it back up again.
What did your mum say about jeggings? Not playing with the buttons?
That's exactly right. I'm an older gentleman now who requires, you know, a tauter pant just to help with lift.
But with a bit of stretch around the waistband.
A little stretch. A little stretch on the waistband.
Give.
Good morning, Pinky Agnew.
Good morning.
You've late delivered my favourite story of the morning, I think.
I have late delivered your favourite story, and it's mine too, because this wonderful fellow, and when you read the word arrested in the headline, it's seldom good news, but I think this is divine. Heitor Shiavi, 43, allegedly dressed up as his mother to pass her driving test. She's 60, he's 43. She'd failed three times, so he went in wearing a blouse, painted nails, makeup and a wig. And the driving instructor, Aileen, she said he'd made a good attempt to dress up as his mother, but unfortunately looked nothing like her ID photo. He tried to be as natural as possible. He wore lots of makeup with his nails nicely done and, you know, jewellery and so on. And so she gets into the car and she said, as soon as I sat down beside him, I thought it was the provisional driver. I quickly realised that it was a man dressed as a woman. And the story does have a photo with it, and I think everyone needs to go. And I think he did a great job.
He needs to work on his costume.
He looked a little bit like...
Mrs. Brown?
No, he did a much better job. Right. He probably looked a little bit more like Mrs. Doubtfire, actually.
I thought he looked a little bit like Theresa May. I thought he did a wonderful job.
I did too.
Yeah.
No jeggings.
And actually, he must have got pretty close, because the driving instructor said, look, you know, she didn't notice anything unusual at first because she was distracted. And that's all you want. Once you're into it, and then you kind of hope, I suppose, that people are polite and they might notice something but then not say anything out of politeness.
Yes, that's right, because you don't say to a 60-year-old woman, and, you know, as a woman in her 60s, I can attest to this, you don't say to her, gosh, look at that bristle on your chin. You know, you just look the other way. You don't say anything.
So did he get his mum a licence or not?
Well, no, he didn't. Unfortunately, he ended up in the slammer, which is he's been released on bail, and I'm sure to his mother's recognizance.
Look, the great thing is he doesn't really have to buy her a present or anything like this, because how many of us can say that we have gone out of our way to do that for our mothers
this
year?
That's right. I think it's a wonderful thing. I really do.
What is your find of the week, Tarada?
Oh, look, it was another one that Pinky discovered. I'm a big fan of tiny animals of all shapes and sizes. And there's now this... We can train animals to do all kinds of things, and a lot of people have animals as comfort animals, and we've seen peacocks on planes and various other things. But there was a wonderful sort of image of someone with a miniature horse on a plane, sort of just standing between in the tiny amount of room. I don't know how the horse could fit in the tiny amount of room between the legs and the seat. But it wasn't, you know, a lot of people get upset about this and say, oh, you know, it's gone mad having these kind of comfort animals. But apparently it was a legitimate, highly trained service animal used for the blind, and not just an emotional support animal.
No, it was. And it was wearing a suit. It had a little stretch and grow on.
Some jeggings. Jeggings for the pony.
Yeah.
Because you'd probably, look, you would want it to wear some kind of pants.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you need someone else to follow you around with your well-trained horse just to pick up.
Well,
we were at the Christmas parade the other day, and of course, whenever you have horses, there's always someone behind them with a shovel and a wheelbarrow. So you want some kind
employment.
Of containment pants. It is employment.
It's employment, which is great. And of course, people inevitably went crazy about it. You know, oh, why are people having these animals on the planes? And, you know, it is crazy. Somebody said, so we can't eat nuts on a plane in case of allergies, but we can take our ponies on board.
I love the thought of a pony on board, because imagine you get a little saddle there, you can put your carry-on baggage. Or
love
is the horse, or wait a second, does the horse count as carry-on baggage?
Oh,
are you allowed to take another bag as well as a horse? Because you're going to have to take a feed bag.
It's interesting you should say that, because one of my secret shames is watching those Border Patrol programs. And the number of people who come into New Zealand with a cat in a carrier because they can do it on domestic flights in America, apparently. You can just take your cat in a carrier and put it up in the you know,
or in your handbag, if you
put it under the seat in front of you.
Levels of security must they get through before boarding and no one says, are you carrying a cat?
But why does America care whether one of their passengers is going to carry a cat into Auckland
and
New
Zealand? Do the cat go through security? Do you carry it through when you walk through the way, you know?
I guess so, because you take it as hand luggage. So,
you say this with the quiet confidence of someone who has carried a cat.
Never. What's in that yellow bag over there? You've got it strapped up. Oh, don't make that noise. That gives me...
Sorry.
That reminds me of something bad that happened with a fold-up sofa once. Just carry on.
Well, I did watch a Reno show recently where they were looking around the before state of the house, the decorator, and she's looking around going, that's, you know, and she started to smooth out the bed and it moved because there was a cat inside the bed.
Can we move on?
She's having issues. Pigeons wearing tiny hats. I love a bird in a novelty hat. And this came, Las Vegas, of course. Where else is anyone going to put birds in hats? So suddenly there's all these little pigeons walking around with Stetsons on, tiny cowboy hats. And people initially went, oh, that's pretty cute. And then people went, no, wait on. Who is putting hats on birds? How are the hats staying on the birds? Is this causing the birds to be unable to fly? Is it for some reason they thought, is it attracting predators towards the birds? Because suddenly you've got, I don't know, a snake or something going, wait a second, I like birds, but a bird in a hat.
Oh, suddenly you look good to me.
And no one could quite figure out who or why these birds are wearing hats.
Although, again, as someone observed, there are consequences to legalising marijuana.
Birds in hats. Well, I think that's
how someone had come up with the idea.
Well, it's when you see birds in hats. It's when you see birds in hats and there's no bird or hat present, and it's actually a parking meter. That's when there's an issue.
I love the Kiwi story. It's a good news story. You've got 2 minutes to tell it.
Oh, another
what
bird story.
What happens when someone thinks they've got an intruder?
Another bird story. It was a great story. It's a New Zealand Kiwi farmer who's staying in a flash hotel up near Waitangi. He wakes up. He hears this kind of scuffling noise under the bed. Being a farmer, he thinks it's probably a possum. But just to be on the safe side, he calls reception. The person comes up from reception. The pair of them, very gingerly, because nobody wants to corner a possum, lift the bed to discover a kiwi.
And they're a feisty
actual
little
kiwi.
Bird.
Very feisty.
Well, they say feisty. People are now thinking maybe you didn't. There's a blurry photograph. This is going to go down in the,
kind
of the line of wherever it is, and the leopard of somewhere else, and the moose of down
wicker.
There.
Yeah, well,
they said it could be a wicker.
There are people who are in the wicker camp, but to me, it had the shape, distinctive shape of a kiwi. I think it's a kiwi.
It wasn't even a cat that got.
No, definitely not a cat.
I would like
he was
to
a farmer. He knows the difference.
Yeah, I would love to have seen it in the bathroom skidding around on the tiles because, you know, most people, their experience of kiwis is seeing them in a kiwi house and they don't do very much, if anything. But they're a feisty little bird, dangerous. You wouldn't want to corner a kiwi.
No, absolutely. And, of course, it had got in the open ranch slider. And we'll have to think of a new name for the ranch slider, I think. And then it scuttled out the same way. But, of course, how do we hear about these stories? On Twitter.
I hope it was a kiwi.
I believe it was a kiwi.
I hope so too.
Then I hope it stayed out of the mini bar, and I hope it's safely back where it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tarada. Thank you, Pinky Agnew.